This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Samsung strike talks, what's actually working? How Samsung pulled back from the strike cliff. What happened? Samsung Electronics and its labor union have been locked in mediation over how performance bonuses get calculated and how operating profits get shared. After weeks of grinding negotiation, the two sides are reportedly close to a deal. A general strike, which would have been a significant disruption for one of the world's largest tech companies, now looks less likely. The communication angle. The fact that these talks are working tells you something important. Someone in that room made a decision to stay at the table instead of walking out. That is not a small thing. In high-stakes labor disputes, the temptation to grandstand is enormous. Both sides have constituents watching. Union leaders need to look tough. Management needs to look in control. The easiest move is always the dramatic one, the walkout, the press conference, the ultimatum. Whoever resisted the temptation here deserves credit. What appears to have happened is a shift from positional bargaining to interest-based negotiation. Early in disputes like this, both sides argue over numbers. The union wants a bigger bonus percentage. Management wants to protect margins. Everyone digs in. Nothing moves. The breakthrough comes when someone asks a different question, not what do you want, but why do you want it? When Samsung's union started talking about operating profit allocation specifically, they were signalling something important. They were not just asking for more money. They were asking for transparency and a predictable formula. That is a need management can actually meet without gutting their bottom line. The other thing working in their favour is the structure of mediation itself. A neutral third party changes the communication dynamic completely. It removes the audience problem. When you negotiate directly, every concession looks like weakness to your own side. A mediator gives both parties cover. You are not caving to the other side. You are responding to a process. This is why smart organizations call in mediators earlier rather than later. The communication channel matters as much as the message. Here is what most people miss about situations like this: narrowing differences is not the same as resolving them. The language in the report's narrowing differences, raising hopes, tells me the real hard conversation is still ahead. Agreeing on a formula in principle is easy. Agreeing on the specific numbers inside that formula is where deals collapse. The communication challenge shifts now from can we talk to can we get specific without losing what we built. That requires a different skill entirely. It requires both sides to stay concrete, stay patient, and resist the urge to reopen closed questions. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on negotiation language gives you a framework for translating demands into needs without losing your leverage. The words you choose at the table either lock people in or open them up. Most people spend all their time on the substance and none on the framing. That is where deals die. The takeaway. Before your next negotiation or difficult workplace conversation, write down the difference between your position, what you are asking for, and your interest, why you need it. Share the interest, not just the position. If you are the union, you do not just say, we want 15%. You say, we need a formula we can explain to our members and predict year to year. That shift in language opens doors that numbers alone keep shut. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.